It's time now for Green Visions, a KMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by the family-owned Duluth Grill. Leading up to this Saturday's Lake Superior Harvest Festival at Bayfront Park, we continue our KMD Sustainability Week series with a conversation with Sarah Larrell, an environmental program coordinator at the Western Lake Superior Sanitary District, or WLSSD. And we are talking about non-toxic home care practices and all the other great things they'll be talking about with you at the Lake Superior Harvest Festival on Saturday. Good morning, Sarah. How are you?
Good morning, Chris. I'm doing great. Thanks.
So non-toxic home care, I feel like I've seen, you know, every grocery store's got a couple of bottles of different types of cleansers that maybe have citrus, maybe don't have chemicals. Is it basically that simple? I feel like there must be a whole range of things that we're not considering when we think about that. Just think about soaps. There must be more to it.
Yeah, well, our main message at the Harvest Festival and all year round at WLSSD is we really want to look at your home practices in a holistic way and look at it from the perspective of reducing your risks. And so in order to reduce your risks, it helps to just use stuff that we know is safe and easy, and it turns out that usually it's pretty affordable as well. So we talk about different ways that you can utilize soap and water and other things that you might have in your home to achieve the same results as a commercial cleaner, yet use fewer chemicals.
Now, the wastewater drains out of our houses that carry whatever cleansers we use goes through the WLSSD sewage treatment plant versus, say, the sewers along the streets that go straight to the lake. So whatever they use, there is a cleaning process. I'm wondering, though, with the non-toxic products that are available now, if those are easier to clean out of the water?
Yeah, they are. You know, in fact, any kind of soap, or most kinds of soap, I should say, whether it's got a green label or not, soap is great. It's fine. What we have bigger problems with are a lot of the different antibacterial type of products and other things on the shelf. You know, you would look at an ingredients list and maybe there's things that you can't pronounce. And those are the things that can be more difficult to remove, and wastewater treatment plants are a biological process. And so for a lot of those things, if it could kill a bacteria outside of the wastewater treatment plant, it will inside too. So we say the simpler the better, the easier it is to clean. But then there's also a better health for you as well when you reduce your risks.
The festival, you'll be at the festival this weekend, and your presence there, you'll have some demonstrations, I assume, of all the different types of products, the different sorts of things that people can be doing at their homes?
Yeah, it's super fun. We have sheets of lots of different recipes that folks can try out that use, you know, baking soda or vinegar or different soaps. So we have lots of supplies there. And, you know, there's a lot of folks who are into do-it-yourself, and there are some things that you need to know if you're going to mix up your own home cleaners as well. Some common sense tips for labeling and then just the different recipes, how to put things together and to store them safely as well. So we have all that kind of supplies and gear, and we like to engage too, just talk about what different people are doing, where they find their success, tweaking different recipes to figure out something that works for you, and really all of that with the same goal in mind. We want to help people reduce their use of toxic chemicals in their home, you know, all together. So it's a really fun time and a great atmosphere there to really have those conversations.
Does it stretch beyond just the soaps, though? I wonder about the different types of sponges you can use, the other kind of cleaning products and materials that you use that maybe are tougher to biodegrade over time, whether
they're
different types of things you can use.
Totally. Yeah, of course. All those things are part of what we are able to talk about. We want to make sure that people aren't flushing things down the toilet, that, you know, rags or wipes or any of those things. But really, you know, our message has three prongs that we want to reduce your use of these things. If you have toxic chemicals in your house, and not just cleaning products, but all sorts of different things that might have a warning label on them or can't go down the drain or in the trash, we have a facility, the hazardous waste facility, that can take those items for you for safe disposal. And then we want to start always with the least toxic product to do the job. So whether that means you're painting in your home or you're doing home improvements, we have lots of different suggestions and options for folks to explore using the fewest chemicals as possible. A lot of times people assume, like, oh, it's on the shelf, it must be safe, you know, when you're walking down your supermarket aisle. But just last week we had the FDA has banned the use of certain antimicrobial things like triclosan that were really common in soaps and things like that. And it turns out that it isn't necessarily safe just because it's for sale. So we want to be able to explore those things too and eliminate them where we can.
Yeah, and I know that there's a misconception about antibacterial soaps. People, especially during cold and flu season, love to use antibacterial soap thinking that's going to protect them from colds. But in fact, colds are viruses, not bacteria. So the
right.
protection that that type of soap would provide isn't necessarily going to prevent you from getting a cold. I mean, it'll get your hands cleaner, which I assume is good. But as you say, some of the added chemicals in antibacterial soaps are problematic.
Yep, exactly. They're not any more effective than just soap and water. But then health officials have found that in animal studies, they exhibit some hormone disruption. They could promote bacterial resistance. And for us here concerned about the environment, they don't degrade in the environment. So again, soap and water does the same job. It does it actually cheaper, better, and you just need to scrub.
Wow. So the festival this weekend, it looks like the weather hopefully will be pretty good, so your booth won't be getting too drenched.
No, it's going to be super fun. We'll have all kinds of demos about home cleaning and then demonstrations on compost and how to tweak your own pile at home for success or utilize our large-scale municipal process, too, where we're doing big piles of compost.
I love going down to that plant where the compost is available for people to pick up, and I've been there, I think, on an early spring morning, and the low comes along and loads up somebody's pickup truck with some fresh composted soil and all the steam rising from it. It's such a wonderful thing to look at that rich loamy soil. So
yeah, it is pretty awesome. There's a lot of critters that were breaking down lots of great things to make that, and so it's fun to see it come to its final product and be such a good amendment for your soil.
Great. Well, we're looking forward to seeing you this weekend. Thanks so much for your time this morning, Sarah.
Thanks, Chris. Have a good one.
Take care. Sarah Larrell, Environmental Program Coordinator at the Western Lake Superior Sanitary District, talking about composting, non-toxic home care practices, and other things that they'll be addressing at the Lake Superior Harvest Festival at their booth coming up this weekend in Bayfront Park. Sarah Larrell has been with WLSSD since 2010, with responsibilities including outreach and education in the areas of household hazardous waste and pollution prevention. Larrell holds a BA degree in biology from Concordia College, Moorhead, and a master's in environmental education from the University of Minnesota, Duluth. Green Visions on KMD is made possible in part by the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items.